last night saw
the case.
Not a lighted case?
No, your mother's. The detective investigator is dead, so I spoke to one of his protégés.
Munch, it's not that I don't appreciate the thought, but I'm already on it. So I can't tell you how many times I've gone over the report, listened to the statement, and I've gone through six packs.
Spoke to investigators, visited the crime
scene.
Trust
me. I've pulled everything there is to pull.
I don't think this was pullable. I don't know what it will come to, but from what I've heard, he's right for it. My brother, my partner? No.
RFLP wasn't back yet, but I ran a couple of the quick test results through the data bank, and I got a hit.
What's the name?
This isn't going to hold up in court, mind you, but I ran the PCR and the mitochondria. They're quick, but...
The name?
Ray Gunther.
How do I know that name?
We studied him at the academy. He was the guy that terrorized women for an entire summer in the early 80s. He was known as the Parkway Rapist. But they put him away.
He's out.
There's no way they would release Ray Gunther. He brutally raped seven women, two of which had to have reconstructive surgery.
Maybe he escaped.
Anything from Sing Sing?
Well, they've had me on hold for 10 minutes. If he escaped, he took the whole administrative staff with him.
Yes, I need to speak with the DA who handled the Ray Gunther case.
He was paroled.
That was my guess.
When?
A month ago.
Why?
He served 15 of his 25 to life. Prisons are overcrowded, you know that. Gotta make room somehow.
So by all means, let out Ray Gunther.
Yeah, knowing the recidivism rate of sexual predators.
So he's got a file with the Sex Offenders Registry. We got an address?
Well, we do. And we shouldn't have too much trouble finding it. It's in the same building where Seth Langdon was killed.
Hey, Jesse Hansen, right? Detectives. Did you catch the guy?
No, but we think we're pretty close.
Do you need anything else? Do you have any more questions? Just one. Is there a Ray Gunther staying with you?
No, no one's staying with us.
That's funny. This is the address he gave authorities after his parole.
Any idea why he would have done that?
It's my brother. So why'd you change your last name, Jesse? Come on.
If you legally change your last name, there's gotta be a reason for that.
Gunther not too popular name in your neighborhood?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, people would be hard down about it a bit, huh?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Don't let Ray cause any more trouble than he already has. Just tell us where he is.
I don't know where he is.
But you know what he did. Don't you?
Why do we have to be separated?
It's just standard procedure.
I know my husband. He's not going to say anything. But you don't know the psychological hold that Ray has over him.
We're listening.
Jesse was 15 when they locked Ray up. Reporter snuck into his high school and asked him questions.
In front of his classmates. Jesse said he fought...